News release. Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit. On November 23, 2023, the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit, SMDHU, moved the region's overall COVID-19 community risk level from moderate to high as the virus continues to circulate within the community. This is the first time the risk level has been at high since December 2022. There has been an increase in local COVID-related hospitalizations and deaths in the last few weeks. Since September 2023, there have been 39 deaths in which COVID-19 is either the underlying or contributing cause of death. All but one of them were individuals 65 years of age and older. With the higher level of COVID-19 transmission in Simcoe Muskoka, there is a greater risk of getting sick with potential for severe illness, said Dr. Colin Lee, SMDU's Associate Medical Officer of Health. Getting this season's COVID-19 vaccine as soon as you are able if it has been 6 months since your last COVID infection or vaccination will help to protect you and those around you. It is also important to layer protective measures as ways to help prevent illness. The more precautions a person takes, the better they and others will be protected. This can be done by staying home when you are sick with any symptoms of respiratory illness and keeping children home from school or childcare if they are ill. Cleaning hands and disinfecting high-touch surfaces frequently, covering your mouth and nose when you cough or sneeze. Wearing a mask in indoor public settings, especially if you are at higher risk of severe infection. If you fall ill and are 60 years and older, or are at a higher risk of severe illness, you should test yourself for COVID-19 using a home rapid antigen test, RAT, and seek medical care as soon as possible as you may benefit from available COVID-19 treatment. RAT kits are available to the public for free at SMDHU and can be picked up at all health unit offices, excluding the Berry Clinic at 80 Bradford Street, during regular business hours. They may also be available at pharmacies and healthcare provider offices. Individuals aged 6 months and older who are not up to date with their COVID-19 vaccines are able to receive the updated XBB formulation free of charge at participating local pharmacies, some healthcare providers and health unit clinics. For information on health unit clinics, please visit our website for dates and locations. In addition to appointments, some health unit clinics will accept walk-ins as they are able. Appointments are available online through the Provincial Vaccine Contact Center or by calling 1-833-943-3900. The health unit also strongly recommends getting the influenza vaccine. This vaccine is available free of charge to individuals aged 5 years and older at participating local pharmacies, healthcare providers and health unit clinics. Children aged 6 months to 2 years may receive the flu shot from a doctor, nurse, or health unit clinic by appointment. The health unit recommends that individuals be aware of the COVID-19 community risk level and weekly respiratory virus update, assess their own personal circumstances that could put them at higher risk, and to take necessary precautions to protect themselves and others against transmission of respiratory viruses and severe illness. The COVID-19 community risk level is based on 5 indicators: percent positivity of PCR tests, local cases, hospitalizations, institutional outbreaks, and wastewater surveillance, that are monitored weekly. Together, these indicators make up the current overall COVID-19 risk level in our community as one of the following levels: lower, caution, moderate, high, or very high. At this time, we are seeing increased activity in 4 of those indicators, including hospitalizations due to COVID-19 infection, which puts the level at high. For more information about COVID-19, influenza and immunization, visit www.smdhu.org or contact Health Connection at 705-721-7520 or 1-877-721-7520. Weekdays from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.